I've been shoving Wednesday in your face for the last few weeks.
On Wednesday evening, there's a book launch of the Morning Star Pub. Philosopher on Tap. That is you.
Well, it's the name of the website. People want to call me that.
That's you are. Trev Davis is the philosopher on tap, and the book Abandoned Sandy Shoe. Although there's actually got a longer title.
Yeah, it's The Abandoned Sandy Shoe and Other Chinks in the Curtains of Life. It's a poetry book, and a chink is something that you just overhear or see. And The Abandoned Sandy Shoe was a picture that appeared on Facebook by a friend of mine who lives in New Zealand. And he was just walking along the beach, and there was an abandoned sandy shoe, and he took a picture of it. It was a wonderful picture. I thought, I'll write a poem about that, because you don't know where that sand issue's come from and what the story is behind it. And there's all sorts of other little things that you overhear and see in life that you wonder, well, what's the story there? And the book isn't all just that, but there's a lot of stuff like that in.
When did you start writing poetry?
Probably when I was 18, 19, 20. I went through a phase of doing it. And then as a grown-up rugby player, it wasn't really particularly the trendy thing to do, and I stopped for a while. And then a few years ago, I picked up again. As I was hitting my mid-40s, I thought, hang on a minute, life's short, I've got to get on with it, and I like doing this stuff. And I do a lot of writing with work. And I started publishing under a pseudonym, because I didn't know what people would think about the poetry side, you know, what my mates would think, you know. And so I chose a pseudonym, Red Williams, which I thought was fantastic. It was a brand of apple. I was really disappointed to find there was already a Red Williams writing poetry. So I shortened it to Red, and I started writing under Red on philosopherontap.com. And then after a while, I thought, hey, what's all this about? I don't really care whether people know I write poetry or not. And I changed it all to Trevor Davis, or Trev, and I started doing it. And over the last few years, been doing it for 5 or 6 years now, it's built up quite a body of work. And I thought, well, maybe now's the time to go and do something with it and publish it. And it's been self-published, but it's interesting. I joined the Poetry Society a few years ago, and I entered a competition. I thought, this is great. I'm really good at this stuff. I'll enter. And there were 70,000 competition. It's amazing. You wouldn't think that there were that many people that wrote poetry. But, you know, I bump into people in bars and I talk to them about me writing poetry. They say, oh, yeah, I write poetry as well. And so it's a lot. And if you do a Google search, you come up with 320 million results for poetry. And there's a lot of rubbish out there, but it's all very subjective, isn't it? So anyway, so I figured, well, I'm not going to get noticed with the likes of the Poetry Society. I'll publish myself. And particularly, if you do a search onto poetry publishers, they're not interested in publishing something by someone called Trevor Davis, who they've never heard of. And so I did it, and the website was the result, really. And the book is just a little bit of a... It's the first book, and it's a milestone in, I think, I've got to get on and do it. And I'm already working on the second. And again, if you buy a poetry book, you know, it's usually just full of poems, right? And there's nothing else, you know, and it's all very well and good.
But what's your poetry book full of?
Well, it's full of poems, but it's also full of different things. Like you mentioned, as we were chatting earlier, random favourite tweets.
Well, yes, you've just taken a selection, a couple of pages of this, you've just taken a selection of...
Well, I thought they were fun tweets, and I can't remember what they are now, but you might read one or two out and that amuse you, you know, but overall, it's an interesting read. What I like to think is that people can look at this stuff, and rather than really have me read it out, because you know you've got to have the words in front of you, I think you can sit there and think and think about it, but what the book does for you is it provides an overlay, a wrapper, if you like, explaining what the poem's all about, maybe, or what I was doing at the time, or maybe it's just some ad hoc extra bits which you don't get on the website, because it's all available free on the website. But the book, I mean, the one you're holding in your hand there is a limited edition print version, which is going to have just 100 copies signed and numbered by the author, me, at the Morning Star on Wednesday night. And to make a bit of a razzle of it, we've got a jazz pianist coming. He's a local guy, Colin Dudman, who's absolutely fantastic. So we're going to mix up jazz, piano and poetry. And it's had an awful lot of coverage already. It's been in The Echo, it's been all the local media. So I'm expecting a lot of people there.
We'll talk about how easy or otherwise it is to self-publish in a minute, because a lot of people think about doing that and are perhaps scared off a little bit about doing that. But can we hear something from it?
How many do you want? I've got a huge pile here, but we can. I've got the stuff I write is all about things that happen. It's stuff. There's plenty of ideas out there, and so there are things that affect me or I come across in everyday, even at work. And I make little notes, and I go in at the weekend. I'd write them up or do something with them. So there's one here called swine flu, which was a big fuss a couple of years ago. Wasn't it? And, you know, it was all about, oh, the end of the world is nigh. And so I wrote this slightly tongue-in-cheek bit of amusing poem. And all my poetry, not all my poetry's in, it rhymes, by the way, but this one happens to. And it's called Swine Flu. Swine flu has put me on a high, another pandemic in progress. The end of the world is nigh, whilst you can live life to excess. One more drink before the end of play. A calming effect, don't panic. Oblivion wends its certain way. Endemic or not, it's academic. As we await our final moments, a time for thought and deep reflection, a battle fought with inner torments. If life is cheap, what price infection?
So, when you see things or when you hear things, do you have this feeling that you want to be able to...
Yeah, I hear something and I think, well, seasoning. I think, wow, that's a great idea. You know, I was sitting in the waiting room of King's Cross Station, and the tubes were all about to close, yet another tube strike, and everybody was trying to get out of town, and I was waiting for my train, and there was a guy there who I couldn't see, I just could hear him, and he said, oh, hello, it's Marcel here, Marcel Sartre from Ballroom Dancing. Just ring in to check that Dorothy got through to you and that Ballroom Dancing is cancelled tomorrow, but I'll be in touch to rearrange. Oh, great, he said, thank you, see you next week. So I just heard that about 10 times, and I didn't see what the guy looked like.
But so he kept phoning other people.
The name Marcel Sartre, I mean, I could probably look him up, but it would be it would spoil it, you know, because I'd probably do a search for Marcel Sartre, Ballroom Dancing. And I was just walking up the road the other day here, and there's a guy on the phone coming the other direction towards me, and he said, I've got some great news, I've just had the results back from the hospital, and I'm clear. There's nothing wrong with me. I thought, that's a wonderful story. But I thought, wow, what did he think was wrong with him? You know, there's a little...
Well, and these have formed the basis of...
No, well, that one hasn't yet. But, you know, but I'm sure it will do, yeah.
Do you feel a need to be able to get something out? Or are you always thinking, I really feel like I want to write another poem, I wonder what it's going to be, and you're sort of looking for something to fill that gap? Or do you see something and...
Usually...
And that inspires
I see
you?
Something, I think that would make a good poem or something, or I hear something. If I do like to keep the content going on the site now, that especially now that I've got the book launch coming along. And so what I then do is I just have brain dumps and I just type stuff and then... things come out, and eventually a flow builds, and it might not be a poem, it might just be a bit of prose or something, and then that works as well. So, I try it. I don't find it difficult to churn stuff out, really.
Fat Woman in Hotel Restaurant. Looking, that's the title of one of your other pieces.
That was I was in a lift going down to the King's Cross Travel Lodge for breakfast, and this woman got in, huge, and she was out of breath, just texting. And I got down to the bottom and went to breakfast, and I saw her carrying a bowl of cereal. I thought, blimey, that's not what I was expecting at all. But a bit later on, I saw her carrying a huge plate of fry-up, and then a bit later on, I saw her carrying another huge plate of fry-up, and I thought, ooh, blimey, I thought, I've got to go on a diet here.
So it's about people watching as well, isn't it? People watching and eavesdropping.
I'll read you one here. This is one about when Lincoln City got demoted from the 4th Division, I like to call it the 4th Division, from the League 2, as it's called these days. And I thought that was... I felt that there was a kind of poignancy about the city on that day. And it's called A Night of Deep Reflection. That night, a lone trumpeter climbed to the top of the castle walls and, facing outwards, sounded the last post. The mood around town was sombre. This was a night to focus the mind. People sat in pubs in their accustomed seats, but the usual Saturday night banter was absent. The notes from the trumpet brought everywhere to a dead silence. Walkers stopped walking. Passing cars pulled in, and inside, jukeboxes were turned off. As the music faded away, Everywhere remained still as folk contemplated what lay ahead. The Blue Square Bet Premier League.
Summing up, what a feeling.